It was a sea of orange in Bellevue City Hall last night. That's the color worn by opponents of a power line proposal. Puget Sound Energy wants to install high-voltage transmission lines from Kirkland to Renton. KUOW's Paige Browning was at a public meeting on the project.
Puget Sound Energy says without an upgrade, cities like Bellevue could face blackouts in the future as the population grows. Gretchen Aliabadi is a project leader.
This is the electric backbone. This has not been upgraded since the 60s, and it's time to upgrade it.
The utility has proposed several routes, but prefers installing the new lines on the same 18-mile corridor of existing lines. But the people in orange say that plan poses safety and environmental risks. They're called SENSE, Coalition of East Side Neighbors for Sensible Energy. President Don Marsh says the transmission lines are built over a fuel pipeline.
There's 9 schools along the route, and that pipeline is less than 200 feet from Tyee Middle School. And just to give you some perspective, in California, they will not permit a school to be built within 1,500 feet of a pipeline like this.
He says higher voltage poles could cause corrosion on the pipeline, and if it leaks, it could explode. To that, Aliabadi at PSE says safety is their top priority.
We've retained a national expert in pipeline safety, and this is actually the same expert our opposition references, and they are developing safety requirements for the design of the project.
She says PSE will also have an independent safety review. But SENSE wonders whether new transmission lines are necessary at all. Marsh says the East Side could meet energy needs by making strides in conservation, using new battery storage techniques and other methods.
For better or worse, we are thought leaders in the United States. There's a lot of communities that look towards Seattle and towards Bellevue. If we can't come up with a better idea than more poles and wires.
East Side cities are taking public comments on an environmental review until the end of May. That review comes out in the fall, but final decisions could stretch into next year. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.